Hey, 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 it's Lynn Schuessler-Williams.
And Brooke Haynes.
And we are here at Frequency 500. We are so excited to be with you today. You know, Brooke, I was just talking yesterday to a group of women, and we were talking about little projects that we work on. And so I talked about Frequency 500, and they were like, well, what's that? And I said, well, Frequency 500 is named that because Dr. David Hawkins wrote about the map of consciousness, and he said that one person calibrating at the frequency 500, which is love, counterbalances 750,000 people at 200 or below, which are the really lower frequencies, you know, like shame and guilt and anger and things like that. And they were just like, wow. And I said, and we're on a mission to inspire people to want to operate at higher and higher frequencies, because it doesn't just benefit their lives, it benefits the world. And these women were just like, wow. So hopefully we have some new listeners just from that conversation. But it got me so excited about Frequency 500 and just this idea of spreading this idea, because these women who had never heard any of that before got so excited, and they were just like, heck yeah, man, that's cool. Let's go. So,
yes, I was a part of that meeting and I got to hear it and hear the enthusiasm and feel it. And it is a place where people can come and a little sanctuary and listen to something that helps them come away from the world and create their own with us. So,
yes,
very good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And Lynn, we had a fun conversation before we started.
We did. You know, and here's what I took away. Brooke and I had a conversation before we hit record today about kind of understanding yourself and your own personality and knowing who you are and what's important to you and what feeds you, and how when you know who you are, sort of, you can choose the things that help you raise your vibration and help you be at a higher frequency, because you're being true to yourself and you're understanding what you really need and taking action for those things. Is that's what I came away from our conversation with. What about you?
Yes. And that when I'm, the biggest thing about the season of me right now, and I'm going to talk about the season. It's not really a season. It's a day in the last like 24 to 48 hours about this subject of color and learning yourself and what yourself looks like and who that really is I really came to an understanding that I have been grieving this part of me, this younger part of me that showed up a certain way in the world. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was because now I'm older and I'm tired and all of this stuff, when really now I've learned, no, this is the real me. That was not the real me in the past. I mean, it was a part me, but it was like I was overcompensating in one particular area, making me this life of the party and the life of the out. In this case, that was the part that was overcompensating for me. And so when I got more grounded, I felt like I lost her and I had been grieving her for a while. And now I've come into this awareness that, no, it's not that this is really who I am.
Right.
And so that really who I am has created this vulnerability and this space to be able to like step into her and be powerful with it.
Well, I got chills when you said that. And I really agree with you. I had thoughts too about, I wouldn't say I was grieving a younger self, but I definitely had been thinking a lot about a way I was when I was younger that I don't think is while it felt like normal then or whatever, I really think it was in answer to being at that stage of coming into adulthood where you're trying to figure out the world and figure out yourself and figure out all that stuff. And And there was in me, I recognize now, there was this doubt that I knew what was going on. Like I didn't, I was a kid, you know, I didn't really know what was going on. And that stopped me from being fully me, right? Because I was afraid to step into myself.
Ooh, okay.
You know, because I didn't know what I was, what the rest of the world was about, right? Mm-hmm. And
so can I stop you for a second and ask you a question?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is you're saying because you weren't, your lack of confidence prevented you from being all of you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah. It was a lack of knowing.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I think if I had understood the environment I was in and kind of been clear, then I could have confidently stepped onto my path and gone. But I think I was, Brooke, I'm of an age when I was a kid, right? The Vietnam War was going on and my brothers were drafted and there was a lot of that in my environment. And then when I was a teenager, it was the 70s for the love of Pete, right? And there was a whole bunch of stuff, social programming that was changing. Right. There was all this transition in the society, the environment, the social environment that I found myself in. And my parents were a lot older than me. I was born when my parents were 40. So they came from an environment that said, this is how it is. And this is how it is. And now all of that was changing. So the people I ought to have been able to trust to tell me how the world worked were clearly out of touch with how the world was working now, right? And I could see that, but I didn't know how the world was working now. So I think I was just coming of age in this kind of soup of uncertainty, which I don't really think is different for anybody ever since. Like, I think every generation since that, since my brothers, who are a good bit older than me, since the people who came of age in the 60s, since those people, every generation has come of age in this soup of uncertainty and change that is happening at a rate that is higher than it has ever happened in human history. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, for me, kind of the thing that gave me this utter uncertainty of like, I just don't get what I'm walking into and nobody seems to be able to tell me. And so I'm going to hold back on me because I can't be confident of how to do this. Right.
Wow, Lynn, because I was not planning on this to go that direction, and what a beautiful direction it was going in. Because if you think now, for someone who's maybe 18 to 22 or 15 to 25 listening to this, right? Okay. And the uncertainty that even the adults, everybody has right now, and how on steroids that is, comes into play with this. And so if this has been something that's been going on since for at least 50 years, then maybe our lesson and our learning here is to learn how to be us in the uncertainty, right?
Which has always been the case for every human ever born, right? Like, it really is not any different than people 500 years ago. They experienced it however they experienced it. It's just that the rate of change has accelerated. Mm-hmm. And so we as human beings now, you know, there's something about that, right? And for some people, like we were talking to get back to like personalities and knowing yourself and all that, for some people, they just naturally thrive in a bunch of change and it probably doesn't matter, right? But for me, there was something about not understanding where I fit. And it was also, I think it would have been easier if I were a boy instead of a female at that particular time, because a lot of the change at that particular time was around the role of women. I mean, when I started college, women couldn't have their own credit card.
Right.
right? So let's just put that into perspective, right? And I was a girl. So there was this whole like, what is really allowed or, you know, where am I in this social soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And talking about your personality traits, one of yours is to be the leader and to be the change maker and to be that person. So here you were in this soup of unknowingness, yet you're that part of you didn't know which way to even go with it.
Right. And, you know, somehow I probably because I had no choice, somehow the me that's really me, I got to a place where I could be me and be confident enough to act in the world as me. And that allows back to what we really talk about on frequency 500, that allows my frequency to raise. I can feel it when I'm doing the things that are mine to do. I by golly know it. Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing now is learning to embrace those things that really are just me, not who I think I need to be, but who I am. And that alone is giving me so much freedom and so much knowingness and so much knowingness in the and trust and knowingness, all of the things that I love to be. It's just that amplified and it makes a lot of things make more sense when you really start knowing who you are.
Yeah, for sure it does.
Do you think there's a way for us to have learned that younger?
Yeah, sure. I mean, is there a way? Sure. You know, there's the whole question of like, you know, there's that whole mindset that people have of things happen for a reason and, you know, things happen when they're supposed to, and you're exactly where you should. I could rattle off these like all day long, right? You're right where you're supposed to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's, you know, that's all fine and good. And you can always choose something that would have made it an increment faster, better, you know, sooner, whatever you want to measure it by, right? There's always some incremental change that you could do differently. I'm not in the business of worrying about that. Like, you know, could it be different? Could it have been different? Sure. You know, if we listen to the physicists, they might tell us there are an infinite number of universes in which an infinite number of versions of us have lived a life that is every one of those incremental changes different from this one. So sure. Yeah, of course we could have done it sooner, different, whatever, but who cares?
Right. Right. So that alone goes back to just allowing things to be the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, and just,
well, and I'm really all about, I mean, I'm not about looking back at my life. To put this in the frequency conversation, it is not helpful to me to look back at my life and say, where are the places that my frequency was too damn low and I should and beat myself up about it? Like, heck no, man. Let's just talk about, because I'm all about the present and being present in this moment and getting what I need to know when I need to know it right here, right now. And there is nothing else, right? That's my powerful place. And so having that clarity about presence means that it doesn't matter what it was before. Mm-hmm. It only matters what I choose right now.
Yeah. That's one of my biggest coaching changes. Right. Is when I coach coaches, it's like not to take someone back through their past to bring up something and let them go down this rabbit hole so they can get it all cleared out. Let it come up naturally, clear it in the moment and move on.
Right.
Because that rabbit hole is taking, that's the wrong rabbit hole, girl.
Yeah. That rabbit hole is not productive for anybody. You are not a rabbit.
Absolutely. And so coming back to the topic of being yourself in different ways, what are some of your best ways to express yourself in a way that's authentically that raises your vibration?
Wow. So the most important thing to me is what I just said about being fully present in every moment so that I receive what I need to know in that moment. And I can clearly choose from my authentic self. That's a yes or a no. That's a yes or a no. And just living in that flow. That's number one, 100%. What I know about me as a personality, if you want to call it or whatever, is that I get happy when I do this, when I get to talk with somebody and express and share ideas and lead through the sharing of ideas. Yeah, that's juicy good for me. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I get the happiest when I allow my gypsy to flow. Like when, and if when I allow this, what I mean by that personally is, you know what? Look, I have nothing left to do today. I'm going to go run down Knoxville. I'm going to go ride a horse. You know, I think I'm going to ride a horse one day. Let me just go ahead and do it tonight. Like that spontaneity. And I have seen that I have gotten myself so busy a lot of times in my life. I've spent most of my life busy that I stifle that. Because I'm too busy to do it. I never give the space for it. Mm-hmm. So that's my new, what I'm working on. And for me and my life and my son. And so, and to be able to create enough space where it allows room for that to happen. Yeah. Oh, we had something spontaneous last night.
I was just going to say, that's how we got dinner together last night.
That's right. We did. And that was so fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. And I totally see that in you. I totally see that, how that feeds you, that ability to just go, you know, here's what I feel like I'm about right now. Let's do it, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally see that in you. And I totally love it. I love getting to be a beneficiary of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this has been fun. Do you have anything else you want to bring up about raising your vibration through being who you are? Because that's the overall arching message here is when you are who you are, your vibration will raise.
Yeah. And, you know, the word that just came to mind was unfolding and allowing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how to use an analogy from nature, like how a blossom is just unfolds, like it just allows. It doesn't say, oh, next week, you know, I need to have my degree finished by, you know, next year, and I need to do this, and I need to do, like, just whatever it is for you, whatever yours is, have some ability to allow it to unfold however it does for you. And you know, there's an intentionality to frequency too. You know, it's like these are two sides of the same coin. There's the allowing and unfolding naturally, but there's also this intentionality of higher vibration of, I want to live my life from the places that are higher on that map of consciousness rather than the ones that are lower, not only for myself, but for the world. Right. And so just kind of this natural presence to that dichotomy of allowing and flow and intentionality seems important somehow to me.
Mm, very beautiful. I think that's, I don't have anything to echo that. It was just
this is what we do, y'all. We just sit around and have these great conversations. And now y'all get to be in it with us. So I want to say this to our listeners, Brooke. We're glad you're here. And we want to hear your stories. Like if you have a story of frequency raising, we want to hear it. If you have a favorite technique for raising your own frequency, we want to hear it. And if you go to frequency500.com, there's a button that says submit a story or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can leave us a message there that you've got one. We want to hear it. So please do that.
Yes. And we'll be opening up for guests here soon too.
Yes. Yes. Woo, woo. All right. Get ready, y'all.
That's right. All right. We'll talk to you. We'll see you soon.
All right. This is Lynn and Brooke saying thanks for being with us. Bye, y'all.